Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us now on 580 CFRA. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
So, Erik Karlsson's injury, severed Achilles tendon by a skate blade. Is that reparable?
It is reparable, but it's going to take him a long time to heal. If they're saying severed, I'm assuming that they're saying that it's completely ruptured, that it's literally cut into two pieces. And if that's the case, he's likely to be casted. Surgery is going to be done to join it together. Likely casted for several weeks, if not longer, to allow the tendon to heal without any pressure on it. And on average, it takes athletes 3 to 6 months before they return back to their form. And again, with an Achilles tendon, you don't want to start off too quickly because it is the main muscle, a main tendon that attaches to your calf muscle that's responsible for pushing off on your foot, standing up on your toes, literally to get yourself to start to walk. And so if you put too much pressure on it, on a tendon that is incompletely healed, it's going to tear again and rupture again. So they're going to be very careful to ensure that that doesn't happen.
This will be a hard cast. Will it be a full leg cast right up to the hip?
No, usually it's just below the knee. They just try it. The foot actually is bent downwards, so it flexes downwards towards the floor, so the toes are a bit lower than the heel in order to keep the tendon loose. Because if you try and stretch the foot up, if you lift your toes up towards your head in that direction, you pull on that tendon, so they tend to make it a bit more relaxed. The other issue, Steve, is not only does it affect the calf muscle, but the rest of the leg, because if you're not using the leg, you're going to end up with muscle atrophy or shrinkage of the muscle. So even if it's completely healed in 3 months or 6 months, there's a lot of physical therapy to build up his muscle strength again so he can resume playing.
What's the repair? Do they actually stitch the tendon back together?
There's a couple of approaches. So if it's completely severed, for athletes, they usually will stitch it together. And again, because tendons take a lot longer to heal than muscle because they don't have any blood supply that goes to it, unlike muscle, which has arteries that go through it, it can take literally 8 to 12 weeks for it to start to heal. But you don't have full strength after that. I mean, it does take even longer. The healing time is fine. You can start to walk, but you still have to be very careful. If it's partially cut, that is, it's still together, for example, taking a rope and only cutting it partially,
yep.
If you pull on a rope too hard that it's cut, it's going to tear again or rupture. So you have to be careful. But usually if it's only partially torn, they don't do surgery. They actually cast the person in a specific position, as I mentioned, with the foot downwards for a few weeks. Then they get them to start to mobilize and walk. But it's a very slow process. Tendons don't heal as quickly as we'd like them to, and so they have to be very careful when they are recovering not to push them too hard, and so they're tested on a continual basis to ensure that doesn't happen, so the therapy goes in conjunction with how they're responding.
Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.